and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In Ohio, residents of a small town hit by a train derailment earlier this month are being told the major dangers have been taken care of. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The derailment, which spilled toxic chemicals, occurred nearly 2 weeks ago in East Palestine, Ohio. Now the head of the EPA is reassuring people.
We are absolutely going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable. And I can promise you that.
Many residents have expressed concern that they are not being told everything about the accident and possible lasting effects. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The U.S. Navy appears to be close to wrapping up its search for the Chinese spy balloon, but the search continues for the other three objects that U.S. fighter jets shot down. At the White House, President Biden says he is directing his team to come up with a standard for when to take action in the future. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
U.S. officials tell CBS News there is a growing belief that the Chinese did not initially intend to fly the balloon over the continental U.S. The Pentagon tracked the balloon as it lifted off and flew over Guam and Hawaii. The theory is that it was then blown off course, first towards Alaska and then down over the lower 48 states. Chinese officials continue to deny the balloon was used for spying and say the U.S. is escalating tensions.
White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden at 80 is healthy and fit for duty with no long COVID symptoms. His physical exam included removing a lesion from his chest. A new CDC survey suggests many young kids are not eating fruits and veggies every day. Details from CBS's Alexander Tin.
In 20 American states, more than half of kids ages 1 to 5 years old don't eat a vegetable every day. And in 40 states, more than half of young kids are already drinking sugar-sweetened beverages.
CBS's Jim Krasula has details of a legislative controversy in Virginia.
Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has cleared the way for police to seek the menstrual histories of women. Youngkin used a procedural move to block a bill passed in the Democratic-led state Senate and supported by half of the chamber's Republicans, which would have banned search warrants for menstrual data stored in tracking apps on mobile phones and other electronic devices.
Some fear such information could be used in prosecutions for abortion law violations. Two people were wounded and a third person suffered a medical problem today in a shooting at a large mall in suburban Memphis. Police spokesman Lewis Brownlee.
Preliminary information indicates that the shooting stemmed from an argument between two groups. Shots were fired.
It happened at the Wolf Chase Galleria. U.S. forest managers in New Mexico are moving ahead with plans to kill feral cattle. They say the animals are threatening public safety and natural resources in the Gila wilderness. And YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki steps down, saying it's time to start a new chapter. This is CBS News.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Join us in-store for free giveaways, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. This month, stop by for fun events like our two-day Super Bowl prep party and our Valentine's-themed kids workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Uma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Uma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Uma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
Remember the chicken sandwich?
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, February 17th. The Wood County unit of the Wisconsin's Town Association will hold their meeting at 7 p.m. at the Remington Town Hall in Babcock. In Adams County, the building committee meeting scheduled from 9 to 11 a.m. has been canceled. The McMillan Memorial Library has paper tax forms available. They won't be able to help you fill out the forms, but you can stop by the tables across from the service desk to pick up your copy of the paper forms. If you're going to the River Kings hockey game against the Minnesota Mullets on Friday, bring a donation for the Family Center. It's Family Center night on Friday at the game. They are in need of toilet paper, paper towels, disinfecting wipes and sprays, HE laundry detergent, and facial tissues. You can also make a cash donation. The game starts at 7. They play the Minnesota Mullets again on Saturday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of low around 8 above, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs level off around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Back. Hey guys, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. If you want to find out where I'm going to be, check me out there. I'm not always on Fox now. I've been doing a lot of News Nation, which I really enjoy. So check me out on that, and check me out on Twitter so you know when I'm coming on. Or Instagram, I flashed my tie on both of it, and that's how you know I'm coming up. Joining me now, one of my favorite guests. She always brings it. Jill Winebanks is, look, she's a political commentator. She's a legal scholar. She worked on the committee investigating Watergate, and you see her on MSNBC. Jill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time tonight. I truly appreciate it. Always love having you on, getting your opinion on what's going on. So did you watch the State of the Union this week?
Of course, I watched it.
And what'd you think?
Every part of it. I thought that the president, and I don't know if you know this, but I was a Biden delegate. I ran and was elected as a Biden delegate. And I did it because I felt that he was the person who could really win.
Right.
Obviously, I was correct. But I also think he's the person who can win again. Mm. And I think he was brilliant in what he did. He really had the right style of delivery. He had the right substance of delivery. And I just think he was pitch perfect on everything he said. And he showed his energy level and his, you know, everything else. So I like the issues he focused on, and I was very happy with him.
I got to tell you, I'm usually nervous when he goes off the cuff, but he was really good off the cuff and like responding to the Republican jeers that were happening, which I found, by the way, remarkably disrespectful of the president, the office of the presidency, the chamber, the whole traditions of this country. I'm sure you did as well.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it was, I think, in some ways expected, and yet it was so dramatically horrible. The visuals of it are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think even Kevin McCarthy, I think, was embarrassed by how his caucus behaved.
Like, wouldn't it be refreshing to us all if, like, he just said it? Like, yeah, I'm embarrassed by it. Like, I hate this whole, like, you know, Kevin McCarthy goes on TV the next day and he's like, oh, he goaded my members into doing that. Really? What are they, children? These are grown people.
Yeah, I would say that is a ridiculous statement. And he didn't. He said something that was true and that is provably true.
Right.
And so it's absurd that they would do what they did. And yet, unfortunately, in this environment, it's completely predictable that they would do that. There you have it.
Yeah, I always say that nothing drives a politician crazier than if you throw their words right back at them. right? I mean, that's what happened. That's how I got into my big fight with Giuliani on TV. I threw his words right back at him, and he called me a liar for saying something he just said literally minutes earlier. And in this case, you know, you got Mike Lee going on podcasts and radio shows, following up this whole experience, saying, oh, I can't believe he would say that about me and my caucus. We never proposed that. And then there's tape. Let's go to the videotape of Mike Lee saying we've got to tear Social Security out by the roots.
What do you think they are thinking when they do that? They have to be smart enough to know that they were recorded saying those things and that they will be caught.
Right.
That you can play back their own words.
Right.
I don't know how they think they can get away with it. And yet, obviously, they do think they can because they keep on doing it.
I think they just rely, in my opinion, I think they just rely on the fact that people are so partisan today that they're playing to a certain base and that their partisanship in their areas, like in Utah, people are so Republican, they're not going to ever vote for a Democrat. Mike Lee doesn't have anything to worry about. He could say whatever he wants and even say he didn't say things that he actually said and that you can actually observe him saying.
Well, it is sort of true that these days, facts don't matter, and that people are willing to believe anything that they want to believe, even when shown the proof to the contrary. And it's only actually in a trial where I think even the most loyal Trump supporters, even the most rabid MAGA people say, well, I'm sworn as a juror to listen to the evidence and to make my decision based on the evidence. And you do have one example in the Manafort trial of a Trump juror who said, I love Trump. I believe everything he says. But in this case, I voted to convict Manafort on all counts because I was sworn to do it on the evidence
right.
in this courtroom.
Right.
And so there is hope. There is hope. And, you know, we do have today the breaking news is that Vice President Pence has been subpoenaed and that is, you know, that's big news. And we're, of course, hoping that he will tell the truth and, you know, that he won't claim he has no memory of probably the most critical day in his life.
Yeah.
But there could then be an indictment and there would be a trial. And then a jury would have to say, okay, Vice President Pence is testifying, saying that this is how endangered my life was by the president's words.
Right.
And I'm going to have to judge that on the evidence in this courtroom, not on the former president's words saying, oh, I didn't do anything.
I don't understand why Mike Pence would protect this guy at this point. I mean, he wants to run for president himself. He, you know, the man sent an army to kill him. Let's be clear. I mean, he did.
Yeah.
And why on earth would anybody protect somebody like that?
You know, you'd need a really good psychiatrist to try to figure that out. Political strategy-wise, is it that he so fears the power of Donald Trump that he feels he can never win if he angers the Trump supporters?
Right.
And so he's willing to give up. But, you know, it was his family was with him. They all could have been killed.
Yeah.
He was a target.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he didn't realize it at the time, which I'm sure he did, but and he must have realized because he's the one who said, I'm not getting in this car because I don't trust you.
Right.
So he knew that there was, you know, some risk that he would never be able to do his sworn duty in presiding over that count.
Right.
If he left the building. And so he knew. But even if he didn't, he has to have seen the videotapes since then.
Right.
That certainly shows people yelling, hang Mike Pence.
Right.
They built a scaffold to do that.
Right.
So I don't know how he could do that. I don't know what he's thinking or why he thinks that doing that actually helps him. It helps the president. It helps the former president get reelected.
I mean, I know there's a certain niceness from being in the Midwest, right? I mean, you live in the Midwest. I live on the coast.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think you're that nice that somebody's going to try to kill you and you can just be nice to them, right? I don't think it extends to people who are trying to kill you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. I don't think so. I mean, I it's hard to imagine how you would feel in the moment if someone threatened your life or the life of a loved one.
I think Mike Pence needs to come to reality that he's never going to be president. Right. There is no Mike Pence lane in the Republican Party anymore. It's over for him. So now what he should probably do is determine if he's a patriot or just a political hack. And he should just come and step up, do the right thing by the country, put country first over his political career, over his reputation, over his speaking fees down the road. Put country first and do the right thing. Tell the right story.
It's not even just putting country first. Isn't it just, he is a man supposedly of God.
Right.
Why isn't he paying attention to being honest? Isn't that one of the first things that religion teaches you is honesty and truth?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Christianity teaches you that Republicans seem to forget, like, you know, helping those in need. Like, that's not a big priority for them right now.
Right. You have a very good point there, Chris.
So I don't believe that any of them are really Christians. I really don't. I mean, I grew up in the church. I'm not part of it really anymore, but... you know, it's not the Christ I knew. This heartless, you know, prosperity gospel that they all cling to. It's kind of ridiculous, but we've got more to talk about, Jill. So I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
I'm going to pay some bills and I'll be right back with Jill Weinbanks. Stick where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Nice. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibes.
She's cushioning things so my cheeks feel fine.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultrasoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. I'm back. Hey, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn, available on Pandora, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. And of course, listen to the Daily Rant now. I'm on 5 days a week, 12 noon on most of these stations. And if I'm not on your station, tell them to get rid of Bill O'Reilly and bring in Chris Hahn. I'm taking that slot. It's 15 minutes. You can handle a different point of view for 15 minutes a day. So check it out, The Daily Rant, every day, Monday through Friday, on most of these stations. I'm back with Jill Winebanks. Jill, I am like befuddled that the College Board would capitulate to a guy like Ron DeSantis on their AP African American Studies thing. I mean, it was a political stunt for this guy to like try to gain some traction nationally. And the College Board should be above that, don't you think?
Is because the position that they are now in is wrong morally and substantively, but also because I have to think, and in addition to my legal career, I've had a corporate career, so I can do this as a corporate officer. They're going to lose money on this because if what is needed is a course that will prepare someone to get credit in college, which is what AP courses do, it's going to have to be something that sells in every single state.
Right.
And it's not going to sell in every single state if you leave out critical elements of what is involved in teaching African-American studies. And it's something that, and I don't think this is just for people of color.
No.
I certainly, if I had the choice, I would take that as an interesting history course. I don't know the history because I grew up in an era where that certainly wasn't taught. It wasn't part of my curriculum, and it's definitely an important part of the curriculum. And the things that were omitted, which you know that the College Board is saying, oh, we didn't do it because of that.
Right.
But there's now revealed letters in exchange between the board and DeSantis that
right.
Certainly I would draw the conclusion that it absolutely was because of the correspondence with Florida that they changed the curriculum. And it seems to me that they are just wrong to have done that.
I mean, this is what drives me crazy about this. The College Board, which also does the SATs, right? They are the gatekeeper for so many Americans to entry into college. They are not supposed to be subject. They should not be allowing really base politics is what this was, right? Base politics, a politician doing what politicians do to influence their decision. You know, and Ron DeSantis is a despicable human being in the way he's running that state and, you know, his anti-woke act. I guess it's, you know, free speech in Florida unless you disagree with Ron DeSantis is really what it is. I mean, ask Disney World. It's a travesty to me. And I would think that somebody at the College Board should be removed from this. And I think we should reconsider. I think every university in the country should reconsider the weight they pay to the College Board. And maybe the College Board is not the right, the right group to be managing advanced placement.
Very possibly. They're going to have a lot of explaining to do. Unfortunately, of course, the House certainly isn't going to investigate it. Will the Senate? Maybe. Is there a crime involved? Maybe. I haven't thought about what possible crime it would be for them to have caved on the curriculum. And I think all of the things that were in the original curriculum are really important aspects for people to understand.
Right.
But, I totally don't get this fear of teaching children. And we're not teaching people to hate themselves. We're teaching them to understand what the past was so that it isn't prologue to the future.
Right.
So that we can change things. And so if you don't understand what really happened, and if you, sugarcoat it and you fake it, how are you going to ever make progress? I live in Evanston, and we have voted to pay reparations in our town.
Huh.
So, we're a very progressive town.
Right.
Anybody who's looking for a very progressive, terrific place to live, Evanston is your answer. And I think it's just, of course, it's wrong. There's nothing that you can say. I cannot make an argument, even playing devil's advocate, that would say they were right to cut this out. There is nothing harmful in educating high school students at an appropriate level with what the past was so that they understand where we are and what can be done to correct it.
And he's obsessed with anything that has anything to do with homosexuality. He's obsessed with it as if like some kid reading that there were African Americans involved with the gay liberation movement in this country would turn somebody gay. I know Ron DeSantis went to Harvard and he knows how people become gay. I'm pretty sure he knows that they're born that way, but he's playing to this base. And the fact that the College Board would take that part of the curriculum out and replace it with black conservatism, which I don't even know what it is, frankly. I know there's Tim Scott, and I think that's it, right? So I don't understand what that is.
Well, what would be helpful would have been if he had had this course, maybe he wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
All of the Trump base that he is pandering to had this course, maybe they would understand in a way that they don't currently.
Yeah.
Education is key to changing things. Education and exposure. I mean, it's not just education. If you went to an all-white school and never met someone who was a person of color, then you might fear the unknown.
Right.
But if you went to school with someone and got to know that person, it changes your whole perspective, and we'd have a much better world.
Absolutely.
In a truly integrated society.
Absolutely. All right, Jill, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the ERA. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So stay where you are. I got Jill Weinbanks here. You are listening to The Chris Hahn Show. And eventually this bumper will start. And I'll be right back. Thanks.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Menominee tribal officials found fentanyl-laced marijuana in two separate incidents recently. The seized marijuana tested positive for the presence of fentanyl. Be aware that you never really know what you're ingesting, and even a small amount of fentanyl can result in an overdose. Fentanyl testing strips and Narcan are available at the Menominee Tribal Clinic for free with no questions asked. Community involvement is the only way to combat this drug epidemic. There's a shortage of bus drivers in the state. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is extending a waiver in an attempt to attract more drivers to apply for a school bus license. The waiver allows applicants to skip the portion where they have to identify engine parts on the skills test. Experts say knowing the components of a bus engine doesn't impact the driver's safe driving skills. They will still be required to take all other parts of the written and road test to qualify for the license. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of low around 8 above, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs level off around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Dry with temperatures above average, Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
You are in your retirement savings journey. Head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
The problem with having bumpers with songs you love is that you just want to listen to them. Like, I just want to listen to this song. But I'm back. It's Chris Hahn. I've got a great guest, Jill Weinbanks. Hang out. I'm going to be back with her in a second. Don't forget to download the podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. So I'm back with Jill Weinbanks. Jill, I mean, it's been 50 years since the introduction of the ERA, and it's starting to make a little bit of a comeback. And I mean, I know that as a young lawyer, you were involved with this. We've had a conversation about this, I think, over the years. And I'd love to get, you know, your take on where we are now and where it's going.
Well, this was actually originally proposed over 100 years ago.
Wow.
But it passed Congress in 1972, so it's more than 50 years now. And it's 3 years since the 38th state ratified it. And when 38 states ratify an amendment, it is passed. It is adopted.
Right.
And all that needs to happen, once that happens, under the terms of the Equal Rights Amendment, which is just a few words that says, basically, there will be no discrimination because of the gender of a person, so that women, for the very first time, would be included in the Constitution, which otherwise refers only to men.
Right.
So, and basically, white men is what we're talking about.
Yeah, white male property owners.
Right. And in the language of the ERA, as passed, it says that it will become, its consequences will be effective 2 years after the 38th state vote.
Right.
That was a year ago, 1 year ago.
Right.
And yet isn't being implemented. And in my opinion, there's only two things that could make that happen. One is the president tells the archivist, the National Archives Association, and says, publish it as the 28th Amendment, and that's the end of it.
Right.
Or he tells his attorney general, start enforcing it, because under its terms, it needs nothing further. And the arguments against it are that there was a time limit set, but the time limit was in a preface. It wasn't in the amendment that states voted on.
Right.
And therefore, it is not a binding and effective thing. And the other is that a couple of states have said, oh, we made a mistake, we shouldn't have done it, we want to rescind our ratification. That is clear law.
Right.
You cannot rescind your ratification. Once it's passed, it's passed.
And the Constitution itself makes no mention of a time limit for passing
Good heavens, no. The 27th Amendment took 202 years to pass.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, this is a little over the time limit that Congress suggested, but it doesn't need any congressional action. President Biden said in his State of the Union, which we were just talking about, said if there is a national ban passed, which there won't be because the Senate will not pass it, but if there's a national ban on abortions passed, I will veto it.
Right.
Well, he doesn't have to veto it. All he has to do is start enforcing the Equal Rights Amendment, because under the Equal Rights Amendment, it could not happen.
So tell me that. Explain to me why that is.
Why it is.
Yeah. Why would like the Equal Rights Amendment, out basically make it harder for Republicans to ban abortion nationally?
Because that would be taking away a right based on gender. Only women can have an abortion.
Ah.
And I know there's this debate now about whether you say people with a uterus to be all inclusive. And I'm happy with that language. I'm happy with saying women. But if someone is a person with a uterus who has become a trans man, they can have a baby. And so they should be included in this. And, it's also RFRA, the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, also could be used to reinstate abortion, because I am Jewish and you are taking away my right, because under my religion, there is no life until the first arm comes out of the birth canal.
Mm.
And so saying that I cannot have an abortion prior to that is denying me my religious freedom. So this act that was meant to give special rights to Christians is now depriving me of my rights.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question, though. Let me ask this question about that. Where is that written? Is that in the Bible? The first arm?
I have to say, I don't know. I know this from my work in the area of choice.
Right.
That this is what rabbis say, that is the Talmudic interpretation.
Huh.
When life begins. Life begins. And I will get you an answer to that.
I would love to know, because if that's in the Bible, we have a whole nother debate to have here, because
okay,
it's the same Bible. Last I checked, first of all, I'm half, half Catholic, half Jewish. So last I checked, it was the same Bible, only there's a New Testament as well. Right. It's like an extra couple chapters in the soft cover, right. You know?
Well, it's definitely not in that part of the Bible. It's definitely in the old one, but it could also be, remember, we have all these Talmudic scholars who do additional research and,
yep,
you know, writings, and it could be in that it's interpreted as this is what, but for hundreds of years, this is what Jews have accepted as when life begins. It is
right.
Not at conception. It is not at 6 months. It is not at 4 months. It's not at nine. It's during the process of birth is when life begins.
Who would be the ultimate arbiter about?
And actually, don't we actually all think of that as, otherwise, wouldn't you be 9 months old when you're...
Yeah, exactly. I'd be 9 months old.
Birthday would be the day of conception.
Right.
So
I'd be older than I am, and I don't want to be any older than I am. I mean, I want to get older. I just don't want to, telling people I'm older. I mean, I'm in show business, right. Jill. I have to,
I get it.
I'm about to start lying about my age. I haven't lied about my age yet, but I'm thinking about it. I think it's time. I've hit an age, I think, where it's time.
My mother used to say she was older than she was when she went to the doctor so that he would think she was in great shape for her age.
Yeah, I tell everybody I'm 95, and they go, wow, you look great.
Yeah, right. Right.
So,
exactly.
So, it very interesting stuff. Who would be the ultimate arbiter about whether the ERA is a part of our Constitution? Would it be the Supreme Court? Oh, did I lose her? I think I might have lost Jill. Well, if I get her back, I will figure it out. I think we lost her. I think we lost Jill for a minute. I wonder who the ultimate arbiter was. I would imagine the ultimate arbiter of the ERA would be the United States Supreme Court. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. Who knows? I mean, there's a preamble to the amendment that said it should be passed within 2 years. I think that's not part of the actual law. And I think what was circulated to the states is what governs. And I think we have a 28th Amendment to our United States Constitution right now. And I think it's time for us to figure that out and make that happen. And I think President Biden should be doing that right now. I think he should tell the archivist to include that in the United States Constitution and make it part of the law of the land. Look, we all come from women. Many of us are married to women. Or are women ourselves, daughters, all this. Look, to me, it is ultimately important that women are treated equally. It's important that all people, in my opinion, are treated equally. And our Constitution was not written in that way. So having an ERA, having an Equal Rights Amendment is something that I think we should all strive for and hope actually happens. It is, it's sad to me that there are people trying to block it and states trying to say that they were not part of it. Yeah, that's her. Okay, I got Jill back. I was vamping on the ERA.
I heard you. I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, weird.
Then I finally realized, well, I'll just hang up and call back. Here I am. You were asked. Absolutely saying all the right things. I totally approve of everything you said.
Good. I just hope it's not this crazy Supreme Court that gets to be the judge,
That's a risk to the world on multiple issues. I'd say Moore v. Harper is the most immediate case that's about to be decided that could end democracy.
Yeah.
So you got a lot to worry about with the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you about that. You know, I only have about 2 minutes left with you, but let me ask you about Moore v. Harper quickly. I talked to Ellie Mistal about it a couple weeks ago. And it is one of those cases that, you know, terrifies a lot of people because it basically allows the legislature to overrule the will of the people.
Yes.
Do you think
that's a very good summary of it?
Do you think it has any, do you think it's going to pass? Do you think that the Supreme Court is going to go, you know, going to say this is okay? That this, what do they call it? The independent legislative legislature theory?
Which is
it's a crackpot theory.
It is a crackpot theory, and I believe that it won't be upheld, but then I also couldn't believe that they would do what they did in Dobbs.
Right.
And so I can't say for sure at a time when the respect for the Supreme Court is at an all-time low, and well-deservedly so. I can't say what will happen.
I think it's a violation of the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution that guarantees a Republican form of government, small R Republican form of government. And a Republican form of government requires checks and balances with a court and with an executive and a legislative branch all checking each other. And if the legislative branch can't be checked by the court or the executive, then we don't have a Republican form of government. We have a parliamentary system, which is not what we have here. So I don't know. I mean, that's just me.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm hoping that I'm right. Well, Jill, I'm glad you got back on the phone so I could say goodbye to you and tell you how much we love you in this country. And we love you coming on the Chris Hahn Show. And I always appreciate the time you give me. And everybody should follow you on Twitter. You're at Jill Winebanks on Twitter.
Exactly.
And your podcast is called Sisters in Law and Generation. Wait.
No, it's hashtag Sisters in Law. And hashtag is part of the name.
Yep.
And iGen Politics. It used to be intergenerational politics. It's now iGen Politics because we're hipper.
iGen is a much hipper name, and you're a hip person, Jill.
Exactly.
I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you, and come back again soon. I will. All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm a...
Light the lamp.
Go all the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
By the GOP, we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 12. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 24. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Dry with temps above average Saturday and Sunday and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Joe Weinbanks. If you missed any part of it, it's in the Aggressive Progressive podcast right now. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Check out the Daily Rant Mondays through Fridays on most of these stations. If you don't get it, call the station. Call them. Call them every day and say, where is Chris Hahn's Daily Rant? I want it. All right, so I'm back. Let's talk about, I mean, it's kind of hard to go from that to talking about drug cartels and how bad they are and whether we should call them terrorists or not. America, we call too many things terrorists. Now, it doesn't mean that these people aren't bad criminals that need to be hunted down and captured. I agree they should be. But once you start calling something a terrorist, then it qualifies under our use of force provisions that were passed in 2001 that probably should be rescinded at this point, right? Because Congress should be involved when we enter war zones and become, you know, entrenched in a war. I think Congress needs to be part of that decision. And by calling them a terrorist, we're basically now saying the military can go into Mexico, our ally, by the way, our ally, Mexico. You can go into Mexico and start shooting, which I don't really think it's a good idea. I'm just saying. I think that we need bilateral cooperation to take down these drug cartels. I think they are evil. I think they are causing mayhem. I think they are killing people. But when you call something a terrorist, it has a completely different connotation. Terrorism implies a political motivation, right? Like, Osama bin Laden wanted to take down the United States. He wanted to free Palestine. He had a bunch of political demands, and he was using terror to try to get the United States to leave the Middle East, right? And he had the absolute opposite reaction. The United States was in the Middle East for 20 more years after that. What is the political motivation of the cartels? I don't think making money is a political motivation, right? Scaring off other gangs, not a political motivation. So yes, evil, using terrorist tactics for sure, guilty of a lot of things, need to be hunted down and stopped without a doubt, but they are a crime family. They are organized crime. We never called the mafia a terrorist organization because they weren't trying to overthrow the government. You know, they were trying to make money. And that's what's happening here. And I'm not saying that is good how they do it. I'm not saying fentanyl is a good thing. Fentanyl is a horrible thing. It's killing people every day in the United States of America and around the world. And the drug trade needs to be stopped. We got to do more in this country to get people to stop taking drugs. I think that's part of the problem. My brother died because of drug use. I'm well aware of it. Well aware of it as a problem. So don't write me and tell me, you're not. No, trust me. I want to take them down I want to pull them out from the roots. But I think calling them a terrorist organization is a cop out. We need to do the tough work. We need to do the tough work right now. We need to work with our ally in Mexico and our allies elsewhere in Central America. And we need to systematically eliminate these cartels and their products. We need to work with them and we need to do it. And we also need to root out the Americans on this side of the border who are aiding and abetting in that drug trade. But just calling them a name, we call them terrorists. Oh my God, they're a terrorist organization. Now we can just bomb them. Well, you know what? If we coordinate with Mexico, we can bomb them anyway. Why don't we just do that? Why can't we work that out? What does Mexico need for us to be able to do that? So I think that's the key here, America. Let's find a productive way to work across the border with the Mexican government and take down these cartels. They need to go. They need to go. They need to be ripped out from the roots. Drug use is a scourge on this country. People are dropping dead every day. Fentanyl that is being added to drugs, it's killing people. Heroin was killing people even before that. Cocaine was killing people even before that. But now it's a bigger problem. We're not going to win this war on drugs by just calling them terrorists, as some people in Congress are hoping we do now. But we do need to get tougher on these groups. And the Mexican government needs to join us in that fight. They need to allow us to utilize the resources we have to combat this scourge. And when they do it, we'll win the war on drugs, hopefully. All right. I think we've all had enough for one evening. So I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Listen. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. We can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, or work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.